In 2003, one of the main parts of my platform was revitalizing downtown. And I think we've done a pretty good job at that with high-rise residential, the venues, SunRail coming online, retail. And I was talking with Jennifer a couple of years ago about what else we needed to do in downtown. And she made me realize that great downtowns have great sculpted public art. And we had a little bit, but we didn't have anything like Chicago or Seattle or Portland or Charlotte or Madrid or Barcelona or some of the great downtowns. So I told her since she had pointed that out to me, it was her responsibility to help me fix that issue. And we created Sea Art Orlando and put together a number of people that are interested in art in our downtown. And here we go.
Jennifer Quigley, what do you see as the art identity of Orlando? What are you hoping to accomplish with these installations of sculptures?
Well, I think we're a very young, contemporary city, so we challenge the artists to create sculptures that reflect that. I think it's going to really drive tourism and residents to come downtown to see these fabulous pieces of art that we're going to have up, hopefully, early summer.
And Anna Heller, you come from New York City, a place known for great art, certainly an iconic city. What does it take for a community to connect with public art, embrace that as part of a cultural identity?
Well, I think the first step is being taken here with this project, because first you have to bring the art into the public sphere. And as a museum professional, I'm really excited and I congratulate you on starting this project, because people need to have art not only tucked away in galleries and museums, but also in the public sphere, in on the streets that they walk and in the parks that they gather in. And I think that starts getting people thinking about art in a different way.
Now, what happens if you stop it and you look at it and you go, ugh, man, that is not what I view as a great piece of art. Is that a possibility? You know, you could face rejection with something
like that. That's definitely a possibility, and that's not a bad possibility. I think if people start thinking about art, you know, not everybody likes the same thing. And in our museums, just like on our streets, people are going to say, ah, my five-year-old can do that. And that's, you know, that's not good, but at least it's stopping to look at it and you know, kind of getting it into your visual perception, and then if you can start a dialogue from there and explain that your five-year-old really can't do that and why, I think you've won the battle.
Mayor Dyer, are you prepared if the citizens have some rejection on some of these pieces of art?
I think there's going to be a fairly wide variety of pieces, and not everybody's going to like every piece, but I guarantee you everybody's going to talk about every piece. And so far, I guess we've selected six of the eight pieces, and they're all different. They're all iconic. And the criteria we're using, you just hit right on the head. We want people to stop in their tracks and say, huh, wow, that's kind of cool. And we think that we have pieces that people are going to come downtown just to take their picture with.
And I want to talk to Jennifer Quigley in just a moment about some of the ideas of what these pieces might look like. But let me ask you, Mayor, I mean, you see this every day downtown, the 63-foot Tower of Light, which has been dubbed by some the asparagus when it was installed near City Hall in 1992. That piece faced some criticism as maybe an example of government waste, of $483,000 piece of art there that not everybody embraces. And so it sounds like it could be healthy if you took a bite, but...
Well, again, I think people are going to love the art, but, you know, some people like soldiers on horseback instead of contemporary art, so not everybody's going to like every piece that we have, but I think they're going to talk about it, they're going to enjoy it, and it's going to give an identity to the art scene, but they won't have the criticism of saying we shouldn't have spent public money on it because we're not doing that. We have solicited private donations. There are eight sponsors, one for each of the pieces, and it's a private-public partnership, the public part being we're donating the land and putting some political muscle behind it, but it's private funding that's paying for the pieces.